Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nine minutes after 8, Monday morning, October 26. Dean Richards joins us now, and we were talking earlier about the sad and shocking news of Ron Britton's death this morning.
Yeah.
And as I said when I mentioned Peach, his wife, passing away last week, that in addition to being one of the most sensitive and unique talents ever in radio, Ron was one of the kindest and most sensitive people you'd ever meet. RobertFeeder.com has the story this morning. Dean, did you have a chance to chat with him from time to time?
I did. I interviewed him a couple of times. And we both worked at the same time at the Satellite Music Network, which was based out in Mokena. It's a national radio network that became part of the ABC radio networks. But it was a national radio network that was heard on over 200 stations around America. And Ron worked there and did a much toned down version of the show that many of us remember from back in the day when he was on WCFL. But I was in awe because I grew up with him. You know, I was one of those kids that would bounce back and forth between the, you know, the big rivalry that went on between WCFL and WLS for the top 40 hits of the day. And, I would hear King B, Ron Brittoni, as he called himself, dabbling into this crazy psychedelic world that I knew nothing about, that was, you know, my first exposure to. But, you know, listening to classics like him and Barney Pipp and Dick Biondi, of course, and Art Roberts and, you know, the Ron Riley, just these classic nighttime DJs, you know, when I was supposed to be doing my homework but had my little transistor radio earbud in my ear so nobody could hear that really I was listening to the goings on of these classic DJs from back in the day.
Yeah, Landecker and I would always talk about how that lineup in the 60s on WCFL, Runyon, later Jerry G. Bishop, Joel Sebastian, Dick Williamson, Jim Stagg, Ron Britton, Barney Pipp, was one of the greatest of all time.
Yep.
And it was so sad because Ron's wife of 62 years passed away last week, and Ron's son Mark posted on Facebook that Ron took his own life. And I mean, it's just such a horrible story. I was talking with somebody who was much closer to Ron than me. They had called Ron right after his wife died, and I said, "How was he?" And my friend said, "Just despondent, just inconsolable." And he gave me his phone number and his address, and I kept thinking, you know, I wasn't that close to him. I interviewed him from time to time, kept in touch over the years, and I decided, well, should I call? Should I not call? And then I thought, well, maybe I'll write. And now, you know, I'm like, I feel so horrible that I didn't call.
Well, I think it's very respectful that you what you were trying to do is give him some space to grieve. I don't think anyone ever imagines that something as horrible as this can happen. That he was so inconsolable over the loss of his wife of 62 years, which is perfectly understandable.
Right.
Really, he died of a broken heart and just did not want to live without his wife. I kind of understand that, and I don't want to say it's a beautiful thing that he died and took his own life, but he made his choice that he did not want to live in this world without the love of his life. So, I'm very sad about it. It's very tragic. And it's, you know, in a way, it's kind of a beautiful love story at the same time.
Well, that's one way to think about it. They're burying his wife today. And as I mentioned earlier, and believe me, I don't begin to think that I had that much sway in his life that I could have really done anything or anybody could have done anything. But there is sort of a lesson learned here that if you do know somebody who's having problems, who needs a
sure.
help, a helping hand, or just a voice to share problems with, you know, don't put that call off.
Right. Yeah, it you know, it could make a world of difference, and you know, it's just a very sad story. I know, you know, that Ron was lived all of his life with his emotions right on his sleeve.
Yes, he did.
He held nothing back. Even didn't he walk off?
Yeah.
At least one radio station that I know of where he had a disagreement with Tommy Edwards, the you know legendary Lil Tommy, who was the program director of a station that was trying to launch an oldies format.
Right.
And Tommy asked him to keep his comedy bits a little shorter. And what self-respecting DJ hasn't heard that from a program director?
Yeah. I mean, Ron's theater of the mind just not conform to the ordinary boundaries.
And God bless him, he said, "I don't want to work this way," and he walked off.
Yeah,
that's just how he was. I found some audio on the internet this morning. Just it really kind of put a smile on my face a little bit because it reminded me of what I was listening to, what a lot of us were listening to on our little transistor radios back in the day in this magical era. You talk about WCFL's lineup being one of the greatest ever. WLS had a fantastic lineup of DJs as well with Clark Weber and Dex Card and Art Roberts and Ron Riley. It was maybe the most fertile time ever for radio DJs in Chicago, and a lot of that had to do with the great King B.
Here's a little
bit. What's happening? Brought to you by Foreman Motors. Michael O'Neill, WCFL News, standing by for the Ron Britton program.
Look out! Look out!
Alive from Chicago.
The sun is rising on WCFL.
Exclusively yours on WCFL.
Here's Jim.
Now, here's Ron.
Ron. You know it.
Ron.
Ron. Hey.
Woohoo.
Brittoni.
Ron.
Ron Brittoni.
Banana?
Thank you for that nice warm round of sincere applause, and I certainly appreciate it most sincerely.
This is why I'm going to now advocate with WGN management that we add more reverb. We need more reverb.
Yeah, it was just a wall of sound and a nonstop comedy. I don't think he ever said his name properly. And it's so great that he lives on thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier here, and he was kind of the model for how you handle things when you're done with your career. He saved his money. He lived well. He traveled the world with his wife of 62 years. He did not live in the past, but made it known how appreciative he was that people remembered him and remembered him fondly, and we will always remember him.
Sure will. Rest in peace, Ron Britton.
How is Arnold Schwarzenegger doing?
He's doing amazingly well, as you might expect the Iron Man to be doing. He had he went to the Cleveland Clinic over the weekend and had an aortic valve replaced in his heart. This is his second aortic valve replacement that he's had. Now he's got the two aortic valve replacements and also a pulmonary valve replacement. So he is slowly actually becoming the Terminator robot, having all of his parts replaced. but he's doing very well. He was, you know, this is, I don't want to say it's a routine surgery, but they have you up and out of bed and moving around pretty quickly after surgeries like this. My mom actually had an aortic valve replacement, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I was shocked how quickly they have you up and around and doing things normally. He took pictures. When he was discharged from the hospital, was walking around Cleveland taking pictures around their famous statues, saying how much he's enjoying being in Cleveland and thanking his doctors. And his son replied to a tweet saying, please don't work out today.
You'd expect nothing less from Arnold.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards at 8:24. And I saw the Svelte Adele Saturday night, Dean. Did you?
Hubba hubba. She looks fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, I thought she looked, you know, great before. But, you know, you got to love somebody who takes control of their health. And I'm sure she's feeling much better. But she looked unbelievable. And the ratings were also unbelievable. Double-digit increases from the previous week, which is enormous. It was number one rated TV show on Saturday night. It even beat the World Series. And she was pretty funny, her opening monologue, where she even talked about her weight loss.
Now, I know there's been a lot of chatter about me just being the host. I've seen all of it. Like, why isn't she the musical guest and stuff like that? And there's a couple of reasons. My album's not finished. And I'm also too scared to do both. I'd rather just put on some wigs, and this is all mine, by the way. Have a glass of wine or six and just see what happens. Who knows? And I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
And even though she said that she wasn't going to sing on the show, she did wind up singing after all. That sketch that they did spoofing The Bachelor was hilarious, where, you know, they're kind of going through the usual Bachelor motions. And Adele is one of the contestants on the show. And every time that she doesn't win one of the levels, she breaks into one of her songs, one of her heartbreaking songs, which was very funny. But it also gave us a little, you know, taste of Adele singing her greatest hits. And she sounded amazing. The, you know, they spoofed the debate, of course. I thought one of the funnier moments was during Weekend Update, where they brought on their version of the Village People, who sang a cease and desist order to the tune of YMCA to the Trump campaign, who has been using the song YMCA at their at their rallies. It was funny. There were some good moments in the show.
A good day, I guess, today for Felicity Huffman waking up a free woman. Is that right?
Free at last. Free at last.
Mm-hmm.
Felicity Huffman has completed her sentence for her role in the college admissions scandal. She was sentenced to 14 days in prison and 250 hours of community service. Her rep says that she has completed the sentence. So now the focus turns to Lori Loughlin and her husband, who also pleaded guilty to their roles in the scandal. They are supposed to be reporting to jail just before Thanksgiving. You may as well go to jail for Thanksgiving, because nobody can really have a holiday this year anyway because of COVID-19. November 19th is when she's supposed to report for a two-month sentence. The husband has a five-month sentence. But Felicity Huffman has asked for her passport back and says she wants to get back to work.
And finally, even Captain America is getting a little political, isn't he?
Well, he's asking people to go vote. I don't think I've heard where his political leanings lie, although I think I can guess. He is encouraging young people. He got together with MTV for a campaign called Vote for Your Life Stream, in which people could sign up and actually talk to Captain America, Chris Evans, about their reasons for voting, motivating people who are of legal age to go vote. It's all part of his platform that's called A Starting Point, that is providing current events and issues for young people, especially, you know, relating specifically to young people of why they need to get in there and exercise their right.
I see that Pat Sajak is celebrating his 74th birthday today. He's healthy again, isn't he?
He is. He was out with, I don't remember if he had valve replacement surgery or not, but he did have heart trouble. He was in the hospital for a while, but he's been back at work for quite a while. I believe that he went back, I want to say it was right before the pandemic started.
Yeah, I think so.
That they had just started taping shows again. And then everything shut down for a while. But, you know, you got to have a strong heart if you're going to reach over and spin that wheel like he has to from time to time. How old is he?
74.
He looks fantastic.
One of Chicago's very own, isn't he?
That's very true. I think Columbia College, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely, yeah. He worked on, I think, the Polish radio station in town here for a while. And now it's a pretty good gig. What does he work, like once a month or something?
Well, they do like 25 shows in one day. But, yes,
yeah.
it's not a long work week for him, at least, anyway.
All right, well, I feel like I should at least do one Wella to Ron Britton, wherever he is this morning.
Rest in peace, Ronnie.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dave.
See you.
Thank you.